I bring you the love and greetings of the faithful saints in the South Pacific. The first principle of the gospel is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This includes faith in his divine birth and heavenly heritage, and faith that under his Father's direction, he created the earth and all things that dwell therein. At the very heart of our faith in Christ is the assurance that through his atoning sacrifice, though our sins may be as scarlet, they can become as white as snow. Faith in Christ includes the knowledge that following his crucifixion, he arose from the tomb, and his resurrection made it possible for all mankind to live again. Faith in Christ is the assurance that he and his heavenly Father appeared to a young man, Joseph Smith, paving the way for the restoration of all things in the dispensation of the fullness of times. Jesus Christ is the head of the church which bears his holy name. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is evident when we believe his teachings and claim his exceeding great and precious promises and become partakers of the divine nature. Innumerable promises are proclaimed by his prophets, and the Lord assures us that my word shall not pass away, but shall all be fulfilled, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. In these latter days, the Lord revealed that when we obtain any blessing from heaven, it is by obedience to that law upon which it is predicated. The Lord makes generous promises, and he certifies that he will not vary from these promises. For, said he, I, the Lord, am bound when ye do what I say, but when ye do not what I say, ye have no promise. The Lord's countless exceeding great and precious promises include forgiveness of our sins when we confess them and forsake them. Opening the windows of heaven is a promise claimed by those who pay a faithful tithe, and finding great treasures of knowledge accrues to those who observe the word of wisdom. Becoming unspotted from the world is a promise to those who keep the Sabbath day holy. Divine guidance and inspiration are promised to those who feast upon the words of Christ and who liken the scriptures unto themselves. The Lord also promised that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. We are also promised that the Holy Ghost will be our constant companion when we let virtue garnish our thoughts unceasingly. We can also claim the spiritually liberating promise of fasting, which will loose the bands of wickedness, undo our heavy burdens, and break every yoke. Those who are sealed in holy temples and who faithfully keep their covenants will receive God's glory, which shall be a fullness and a continuation of the seeds forever and ever. Sometimes in our earthly impatience, we may lose sight of the Lord's precious promises and disconnect our obedience from the fulfillment of these promises. The Lord has declared, "Who am I, saith the Lord, that have promised and not fulfilled? I command, and men obey not. I revoke, and they receive not the blessing. Then they say in their hearts, this is not the work of the Lord, for his promises are not fulfilled. But woe unto such, for their reward lurketh beneath, and not from above." Important components of faith are patience, long-suffering, and enduring to the end. The Apostle Paul recounts the faith of Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah, concluding that these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. These faithful saints knew that this earth life was a journey, not at their final destination. When Abram was 75 years old, the Lord promised him, "I will make of thee a great nation," and this at a time when he and Sarah as yet had no children. He was 86 when Sarah's handmaiden Hagar bare Ishmael to Abraham. And the Lord changed Abram's name to Abraham, and Sarah's name to Sarah. And when he was 100, and she was 90, they were promised that Sarah would bear a son to be named Isaac. Amidst their disbelief, the Lord asked, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" And Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. And the Lord promised, I will multiply thy seed as the stars in the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Young Isaac grew into manhood, and when he was 40 years old, he married Rebekah. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived, and bore twin sons, Esau and Jacob, when their father was 60 years old. As Jacob matured and became of appropriate age, his parents sent him to the household of Laban, where he would meet Laban's two daughters, Leah and Rachel. Jacob told Laban, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. You'll recall how Laban beguiled young Jacob into first marrying Leah and then Rachel. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened up her womb, but Rachel remained barren. And Leah bore Reuben, then Simeon, then Levi, and Judah. Meanwhile, Rachel remained childless. With ever-increasing envy and mounting desperation, one day Rachel explosively demanded of Jacob, Give me children or else I die. Leah subsequently bore two more sons and a daughter. The Apostle Peter testified, The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. In this age of one-hour dry cleaning and one-minute fast food franchises, it may at times seem to some of us as though a loving Heavenly Father has misplaced our precious promises, or he's put them on hold, or filed them under the wrong name. Such were the feelings of Rachel. But with the passage of time, we encounter four of the most beautiful words in Holy Writ. And God remembered Rachel, and she was blessed with the birth of Joseph, and later the birth of Benjamin. And there are millions on the earth today who are descendants of Joseph, who have embraced the Abrahamic promise that through their efforts shall all the families of the earth be blessed, even with the blessings of the gospel, which are the blessings of salvation, even of eternal life. When heaven's promises sometimes seem afar off, I pray that each of us will embrace these exceeding great and precious promises and never let go. And just as God remembered Rachel, God will remember you. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.